For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
This is Jordan Love, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Good morning, Roster Watch Nation. It's your Philly neighbor, Trash Man. Back to talk more fantasy football. Glad you're with me this morning. Maybe you aren't with me this morning. Maybe you're on your way to be with me this morning. In any case, top of the morning to you. And let's go ahead and get started talking with some football. I was scared coming in because someone had left up a graphic that Aaron Rodgers got signed to the Steelers. And I'm like, where did y'all see this info? But it was just, I guess it was just a phantasm, an oasis in the desert that somebody had set up in hopes that they would actually, that the Steelers would actually have signed Aaron Rodgers by now. Good morning. Good morning, Harry Snowman. Thanks for stopping in. It's always good to have you join the chat. If you haven't said anything in the chat before, now's your chance. It's an open forum here at Roster Watch. And if you're a part of Roster Watch Nation, we want to hear from you all the time. Not too much news happened yesterday as far as free agent signings. There were quite a few of them. And what we'll do today is just kind of run through and see if any of these guys actually have any fantasy value. And at the end, we have some time. I wanted to talk about some of the free agents that are actually left that no one has signed yet that I think people are sleeping on. Because, looking at some of these guys' stats, they're definitely several free agents that need to be signed, need to be on teams because they can offer value in real football and fantasy football. But first off, good morning, Kipsy. NFL news never ends. That's true. And that's why we're staying on the ground here at RosterWatch.com, bringing you news as often as we can, as often as a three-man enterprise can. I mean, there are more than three of us that are involved in Roster Watch, but only three of us are on the content side of RosterWatch.com. And then there's only two of us otherwise. So it's a small operation, but that's the way we like it. And it's worked for us thus far. First off, the Bears have re-signed Travis Homer, running back, to a one-year, $2 million contract. You know, Homer has had some decent runs, but he mainly is a special teams contributor. You know, and going to the Bears camps these last several seasons, I mean, especially this last season, Homer, I thought, actually had a chance to be the third down back for the Bears, the way that they were using him in their practices. We didn't really see that take place. You know, we have DeAndre Swift and Roschon Johnson kind of as the top two backs in that offense right now. Travis Homer, you know, I guess he's a different kind of runner than either of those guys. I guess he's somewhere in between both of those guys. But still, the third back, he's going to need injuries to occur for him to have any real heft in fantasy football. But, I mean, we've seen injuries happen to Roschon Johnson. DeAndre Swift has been pretty stable throughout his short career. But, you know, he's not a big back. So there's a chance that Homer could see some action at some point in the season. But, well, and you have to think, too, that with the Bears beefing up their offensive line, you know, something that they – that was a necessity coming into this offseason and something that I hope they'll continue to still address throughout the offseason. This is – by all accounts, should be a better offensive line for the Bears. And so there's a slight chance that Homer – actually, it's a pretty good chance. You only have DeAndre Swift and Roschon Johnson in front of you. So Travis Homer could see some action at some point in this season. Actually, one of the easiest paths to fantasy relevance for a third back in the NFL right now. Saints signed tight end Jack Stoll to a one-year, $1.362 million contract. It's a very specific number. Stoll was an Eagle for, well, it came into the league as an Eagle. Became a member of the Dolphins practice squad during the 2024 season, but didn't play in a game. He joins a Saints team that has Juwan Johnson and Foster Moreau and possibly Taysom Hill in front of him in New Orleans. I mean, by all accounts, both of those guys, I mean, Johnson and Moreau are probably more viable commodities than Jack Stoll. But, you know, there's a path for him to have fantasy relevance this year too. I mean, there aren't that many good pass catchers on the Saints. And Juwan Johnson and Foster Moreau, you know, is they've been decent in spots, but they're not marquee tight ends. So Jack Stoll could see some action this season, but we're not going to depend on it. And with the tight end field being as much of a murky, muddy mess. It's like the Gulf where I'm from. You know, you can't really see what's going on in the water there. But you throw your reel in every now and then and you're going to pull something good out. Maybe Stoll gets pulled out at some point this season. Kip C saying, Seattle kicking the tires on Michael Gallup. That's what I wanted to touch on today the most. Michael Gallup, a year removed from NFL action, former Cowboy. I mean, it would make sense for the Seahawks. A player of his ilk, a player who could stretch the field. You know, you have Jackson Smith and Jigba and Cooper Kupp on the inside, I guess. Neither one of them I would consider an outside receiver. Michael Gallup has had good seasons for the Cowboys. He has been, you know, a number two, a wide receiver two that has had wide receiver one upside at times. Remember, we were all befuddled whenever the Cowboys drafted him, just because he didn't have really that much pedigree coming into the NFL. But he had some decent seasons. Only 1,000-yard season in the NFL, 2019, where he had 1,100 yards, 6 touchdowns. 2020, he had a decent year, 843 yards, 5 touchdowns, but hasn't eclipsed 450 yards since 2020. But he was brought into the Cowboys to be, you know, a field stretcher. And if he was added to the Seahawks, I mean, if you put him on the Seahawks right now, he would be a starter. I mean, that's not saying much. But it would be an interesting move. Gallup, 6'1", age 29. I mean, he's not – I mean, there are a handful of starting receivers who are older than him, who are on teams right now. I mean, and if Gallup is healthy, why not add him to that mix? It's not like they have many other viable options behind Kupp and Jackson Smith and Jigba. No one really who can stretch the field. So Michael Gallup to the Seahawks, it could happen. And if it does happen and nothing else happens as far as the wide receiver situation in Seattle, Michael Gallup is a starter on the outside in week one. It's not something I would have imagined for waking up this morning, but it could definitely happen.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Some other things that did happen already for has-been, also-ran wide receivers. I don't want to call them has-beens. Well, I guess they have been, but they could still be too. Velus Jones Jr., formerly of the Panthers, formerly of the Bears. I remember many a preseason jaunt for Velus Jones in Chicago. I actually like Velus Jones coming into the NFL. I thought he had speed and, you know, the way he was built, pretty stout guy. And anyway, he was signed by the Saints to a one-year contract. Stops in Jacksonville and Carolina. But he's entering his age 28 season. He's essentially been used as a situational kind of gadget player thus far in his NFL career. I mean, if you throw him in there with the rest of the Saints receivers, I mean, who would be ahead of him? I mean, we got Kevin Austin Jr., we got Dante Pettis, we got Rashid Shaheed, we got Cedric Wilson Jr., and now we had Velus Jones Jr. I mean, we got a lot of juniors. on the Saints receiving core right now. But there aren't, I mean, aside from Rashid Shaheed, I don't know that there's anybody who's, you know, clearly ahead of Bayless Jones Jr. in the pecking order. And the guy's got juice. He's never really had the opportunity to be a every down receiver on anyone's team. And maybe he shouldn't have. But he'll get a shot in New Orleans. And there's a path to fantasy relevance there. I mean, that is a garbage receiving core. You have to think they bring somebody else in. And maybe one of these guys I'm going to talk about, one of these free agents who's still available, I think would make a really nice fit for the Saints. And I'll talk about him shortly, very shortly. But more free agency signings. We're now Texans signed fullback Jacob Johnson, formerly the Giants, to a one-year contract. He reunites with offensive coordinator Nick Caley in Houston. He's a pass blocker. That's it. But Texans could always use another pass blocker. So, you know, it's a good fit for him. No fantasy implications there, at least on his part. Another tight end signing, the Dolphins signed tight end Pharaoh Brown, formerly of the Seahawks. Brown didn't do much for the Seahawks last season. Only a 47.8 pass block rating. And just 8 catches and 12 targets. Jonnu Smith is still the man in Miami. And will be a sneak. I mean, like, Smith had his best season in the NFL last season. But I still think he's going to be a guy that people sleep on in drafts. I still don't know that he's made enough of an impact for long enough for people to have really realized Smith's ceiling in that Miami offense, you know, with Tua being injured for so much of the season too. I think a lot of those Dolphins pass catchers are going to be undervalued in drafts this year. And Johnson being perhaps the one who could transform your team the most. So Pharaoh Brown, now a Dolphin, doesn't really matter. He's probably not going to play that much of it all. But Jonnu Smith, remember to keep him in mind in drafts. I could see him being a top 5 tight end this season. More speculative news. The Bears hosted Mecole Hardman yesterday. You know, they have their two top receivers in DJ Moore and Roma Dunze. They added Olamide Zaccheaus, but in bringing in Hardman, they obviously still feel like they need to add some firepower to that receiving core, and I don't disagree. Mecole Hardman could be the outside receiver opposite DJ Moore, with Roma Dunze playing over the center of the field, out of the slot. I wouldn't hate that. Mainly, I wouldn't hate it for Adunze and Moore just because I wouldn't consider Mecole Hardman that much of a threat, you know, to either their fantasy production. But he could have the occasional big game. I mean, that's what he's been known for, you know, having those splash games where he, you know, catches, you know, a couple deep passes, scores a touchdown. I don't really see him, I mean, as a very different player than Olamide Zaccheaus. They kind of fit the same mold. But I could see them. I could see him making sense there, and them adding them to them adding him to the Chicago receiving core. Also, the Giants hosted wide receiver Zach Pascal on Monday. Pascal hasn't done much in his career. And if he joined the Giants, I don't see him changing that. He would be a body. But I guess it'd be good news for the other receivers on the Giants core right now, because I don't think Pascal is going to threaten anyone they have on the roster for snaps at this point in his career. And so those are the free agents I wanted to talk about, the free agent signings I wanted to talk about. With the time I have left, I wanted to talk about some of the free agents that are left that are still available to be picked up, that need to be picked up. The first of these being J.K. Dobbins, formerly of the Chargers, age 26, and 2 years removed from his Achilles tear. Dobbins actually topped 1,000 yards, all-purpose yards, as a Charger this past season. I mean, Najee Harris, if you combine his receiving and rushing yards, I think only about 300 more yards than Dobbins this past season. And most of those due to his receptions. I don't know that he's a clear improvement on J.K. Dobbins in the Chargers backfield. And if that's the case, if Najee Harris isn't that drastic of an improvement on J.K. Dobbins in the backfield, I mean, I think Dobbins is probably a more dynamic runner than Najee Harris. And being 2 years removed from that Achilles tear, 2025 could be his best season if he can stay healthy. The best season we've seen from him, the best full season we've seen from him if he stays healthy. I mean, you have a running back who topped 1,000 all-purpose yards in 2024. Sharing, splitting snaps. You know, we had Gus Edwards back there, you know, who dealt with injuries himself, but J.K. Dobbins, I mean, it wasn't, the backfield wasn't all his and still topped 1,000 yards. I mean, I think if he went to the Cowboys, he'd be the best running back that they have. You know, no insult to Javonte Williams or Miles Sanders. But I think Dobbins is a better back. If you want a three down back or even a two down back, I think he's better than either of those guys. I think he could go to the Cowboys and he would work his way to the number one back. Dobbins, dynamic. Can break off a big run, can get you your goal line carries too. You know, he was a comeback player of the year finalist. I think we have yet to see J.K. Dobbins' best action in the NFL. Another player, another free agent who needs to be on a team right now, and that's Keenan Allen. I know it sounds funny, Keenan Allen, age 33, coming off of a Bears season where he had 752 yards receiving, 744 yards receiving. Seven touchdowns. I mean, it's a pretty good season. Average 10.6 yards per reception. 7 touchdowns a season. That is his second highest touchdown total in his career. He's never scored more than 8 touchdowns in a season. Scored 8 touchdowns in 2020, scored 8 touchdowns in 2013, his first year in the season. I mean, his first year in the league. But 7 touchdowns, that's the second most touchdowns he scored in a season. You know? It's the second time that he's done it. Second time in a row. He did it in 2024 and 2023. So he can still score. He's still a red zone option, a viable red zone option. You know, and 744 yards, that's not a lot. But it's actually, I mean, you know, it's not the worst season he's had yardage-wise. I mean, he's had some other seasons where he was had injuries and didn't finish the season and had fewer yards. But if you take 2023, his 2023 total where he had over 1,200 yards, 1,243 yards, you know, and he's only 2 years removed from that. In 2023, at over 1,200 yards and 7 touchdowns, I think he could do that again. I think he would make a really good fit for the Saints. You know, somebody, Derek Carr. I get those Carr brothers mixed up sometimes. If you squint, they pretty much look the same. From a football standpoint, both middling pass throwers. But Carr, I think having Keenan Allen as a big body over the middle, who can still stretch the field on occasion. I think if you added Keenan Allen to the Saints, he would challenge Shahid for their number one receiver spot right now. If you put him on the Saints right now. I think it makes sense for Allen. I think it makes sense for the Saints. I think if you put Allen on the Saints right now and nothing else changed in the offseason for the Saints, as far as the wide receivers goes, Allen's a 1,000-yard receiver again. And matches or eclipses 7 touchdowns. I think he's back to 2023 form if that's the case, and he can stay healthy. Keenan Allen definitely needs to be added to someone's team because I think he can still produce. Can still be a major producer on a team. Another guy I think can still produce, Elijah Moore. Formerly of the Browns and the Jets before that. He's averaged over 500 receiving yards in every season, you know, throughout his NFL career. Topped out at 5 touchdowns in his rookie season. But we've never really seen more with a capable quarterback, a good quarterback. We've seen him in stints. We've seen him in fits and starts, but we've never really seen Moore be able to produce on a good offense in his career. I mean, when he was coming into the league, this was a guy we were, you know, he was somebody we thought of kind of in the vein of like of what we now know to be as a Malik Nabers. You know, he had that kind of juice coming into the NFL. Smallish receiver that could break big plays. That was agile. But we've never seen Moore in a good situation in the NFL. The Jets and the Browns, it's about as bottom of the barrel as it can get. As far as offenses so far, Kipsy saying, with this wide receiver draft class, you think the market on the veteran receivers would be better? Maybe they're waiting to see how the top guys slot in the draft. Maybe. You know, although this is one of the weaker drafts for receivers in the past few years. At least compared to running backs and tight ends going into this year's draft. This is a down year for receivers. And so I think some of these vets can still land top spots on the right team. And that's really what matters here is, are these guys going to land on teams where they can actually make waves in real life, especially in fantasy? Let's face it, that's the bottom line here at Roster Watch. We don't want you to just compete in your fantasy leagues. We want you to dominate. And so that's why we'll continue to bring you round-the-clock coverage, NFL free agency and otherwise, for the foreseeable future. Anyway, thanks for joining me this morning. Alex and Cody will be up in a few hours to bring you more fantasy madness, fantasy goodness. And we hope you'll be here for it today and tomorrow and the day after that. Roster Watch Nation, we're a family, and we're glad you're with us. This has been Trash Man. Until next time.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.